This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
All this week, we have a five-part series, a conversation with Adam Cox and Rex Connor. Adam is the brother to Lori Vallow Daybell. Rex is Lori Vallow Daybell's uncle, and they certainly have stories to share about their life and times with Lori Vallow Daybell leading up to the murders of her children and her ex-husband and the many other suspicious deaths that have surrounded her life. From the outside looking in, I mean, you guys are on the outside looking in too on this, but knowing what you know about Lori and how her personality is, how would you describe that relationship? Is this something where it's 50-50 in control of the madness? Is this someone where one or the other is leading the way on this? What's your feelings on it? We'll start with you, Rex. Let's go to you first.
I have thoughts on it. I have no knowledge of it.
Sure.
They're both responsible. I don't think one excessively swayed the other. Adam has the best description I've heard about this. So, Adam, go ahead.
Well, I feel like it was the perfect storm that happened for Lori, because mm-hmm. Lori was already rolling in a certain direction with Into the World stuff and Julie Rose podcast and books about, you know, the Second Coming and all these things. And Lori was on that path of going that way. And I guess when she met Chad, and then Chad told her, hey, look, you and I were married in another life, three different earths, three different lives. We've been married all these things. And you're a goddess and I'm a goddess. And there's this, like all these fantasy things that he writes in this book, he was bringing up to Lori in real life.
Yeah.
And Lori bought in. She was at the right time at the right place for this to happen. Cause I've heard that Chad has tried to use this on other women and they ran.
Yeah.
But Lori was in a position where she thought, you know, as she was going through this thing, she hit that right at the top of where she was like, this is my calling. This is where I'm supposed to be. That's where it was. And then he did have influence on her, but she was already rolling that way.
How interesting, because I want to talk about Chad's believing his own BS. And you said that he's tried this on other women before. Tell me what you know about that and what you mean by that.
Well, I just heard that he would use those lines on other women. Mm-hmm. Same kind of stuff. Rex, I can't remember who it was or what it was, but it was on Nancy Grace or something. It's somebody. Would you remember?
Yeah, Julie Rose being interviewed by Nancy Grace, and Julie Rose said she fell for it. She said Melanie Gibb fell for it and other women.
Uh-huh. It was like just so when we look at that and we look at Chad spewing these things out, this love bombing, like love bombing would be kind of like is the term in a certain extent, but like to a crazy, it's like love nuclear bombing in a certain extent, where you are a goddess and we were married here and this and that. And do you think Chad truly believes this, or is he just kind of a dopey guy who was not happy in his marriage and was trying to say things at conventions to people who already were extremely influenceable? If they're going to these conventions to begin with, they're looking for something. And he just, he got lucky there. And I'm not meaning sexually, just he got lucky of finding the right person who needed that in their life, and then saw, oh God, she believes this. Well, let's keep saying more. And it just kept going.
I like your adjectives there, Tony.
Yeah.
You left one out though. He was an evil, dopey guy.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Did he believe this as much as you believe any fantasy that you create? But mm-hmm. this came out of evil. He was just making crap up, as was Lori after they got together, just making stuff up to, as you described, influence weak minds.
Is this the story of two very weak minds put together and that they're both able to spew insanity out and both go, yeah, that sounds about right.
Well, if it is, the evidence of that would be they sure are idiotic criminals. So yep. Maybe that's an indication of a weaker mind in other areas.
Sure.
Adam, do you have a take on it?
I just don't know enough about fantasy and living in a fantasy. I just don't know how you can actually in real life be like, oh, and live your life to crazy fantasy stuff. I just don't know how that you can actually believe that or live like that. So I can't comprehend it, honestly.
I think that's the biggest thing all of us try to do when we dive into this and learn. It's wrap your mind around it. And I think we all end up with far more questions than we actually have answers because we're not capable of thinking that way. Just as I think some people are not capable of thinking clearly. And I would put Lori probably into that category today, possibly Chad. I don't know. I'm still wondering how much Chad believes his own stuff and he got himself in way too deep. Let's go to the point here, you know, where obviously the children are missing. There's this long time period. Dateline is following them down into Hawaii. Everybody is looking for these kids and they're just standing there, you know, seemingly dancing on the beach with banjos and having a grand old time. What is going through your mind when you know that you have family members, these children, these innocent kids that are missing and mom and stepdad don't really seem to care?
Well, in my mind, I thought the kids were dead.
Yeah.
I mean, Charles was killed. Tammy was killed. And there's a pattern.
Yeah.
And I was like, if they're not responding and saying where the kids are, they're dead too.
Mm-hmm.
That was my thing.
Rex?
Me too. Right away, I felt, okay, they've killed the kids and they are idiots. But what I was referring to before, they killed the kids. And on which of their planets did they think this would not be transparent to everyone around them?
Mm-hmm.
Especially to law enforcement. It was just you just can't, as you've said, Tony, can't wrap your head around it.
No,
there was like a 5% hope in me thinking like, okay, the kids are, Lori's hiding the kids like she told people in our family. She's hiding them from Charles's family because they were going to come get them or what. There was 5% of me that just had the hope of like, gosh, I hope that that is the case.
Mm-hmm. I've asked psychologists, I've asked FBI agents, I've asked CIA agents, Secret Service agents this question. Why did it take so damn long to get to the bottom of this, of them just taking her word? We've heard the interactions from body cams of her pushing off the police and them seemingly able to believe it. But when you guys look at this from your perspective, how did it take so long for those kids to be missing, to them finally making an arrest or making her try and produce the kids, which obviously she did not?
It was just Lori lying all to everybody. Yeah. Lori just constantly was the people that she was talking to. Now, obviously, she wasn't talking to me. She cut me off a long time ago. But the people that she was talking to all believed her story. She just kept on, well, Tylee's over here and JJ's doing this and they're at this house and they're doing that or they're hiding from them or whatever. So people just believed Lori's lies almost for the last, you know, 3 or 4 years. She lied about everything and people just bought into it.
Rex?
And I'll add to that. We have law enforcement in our family. I think the law enforcement army that dealt with this were heroic. They were dedicated beyond their normal job. I mean, they took this on very personally. They are constrained, which is a good thing. Mm-hmm. They can't just rush in, say, I suspect this, and turn things over and start grabbing people and throwing them in jail.
Sure.
So I'm not saying everyone did everything right. We have feelings about that early on in the investigation, but the people that had to deal with this, they had constraints and they dealt with it so well. Maybe heroically is an overstatement. Maybe it's not. But we sure appreciate what they did. But they had a lot to overcome to get to the bottom of it.
Have you guys ever had a chance to communicate or talk with any of the other individuals that were involved with Chad and Lori towards the end? Some seeming maybe had some knowledge of some of these things that were going on. I'm curious to get your take if you feel that any others were complicit in these crimes with Lori and Chad back when they were going on, or at least had some knowledge and just didn't want to say anything.
I haven't talked to anybody. I didn't know any of those the people except for my niece Melanie, and Lori had her cut me off when, you know, when Lori, you know, had everybody cut off from the people that didn't believe in what she was doing or what she believed. So I don't know anything about that. I don't know what they knew or what they didn't know. But it does. It's just odd that they were all in some special group and thinking they all had special powers. So it's hard to believe that they didn't know certain things. I don't know if they knew about the kids, or I don't really know what they knew or didn't know. I wish I did, though.
Rex?
I've talked with people that I would say are on the fringe of that, that probably knew a whole lot more than they've said, as we all suspect. But I will say the indictment for Lori for the murder charges and for Chad talked about these co-conspirators, meaning Chad, Lori, and Alex, and other unknown co-conspirators. I believe there are other co-conspirators. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking specifically of what I just said, people that knew a lot more than they have shared with the public. None of us know what they've shared with law enforcement.
Yeah.
That's not all out. This story isn't over. There's a lot more to go. And I think other people will, their actions will come to light, and hopefully they'll be held accountable for those actions.
Do you think anyone still believes in Chad Daybell's belief system or his prophecies? Let's start with Lori, and if there's anyone else beyond that.
Well, Tony, I am running out of time. I got to go, but I will tell you this. I believe that Lori believes everything that Chad has said. Chad has these dark spirits where they're labeled and on his computer and all that stuff. She believed all of it. And I think, and she still believes it. Yeah. She still thinks that her and Chad are going to get out of the jail. I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure that she thinks that Chad's good. So that is definitely, in my mind, I feel like, I don't know about anybody else. I think once maybe some of the other ones realized that, you know, what they were up to, that they may have thought, oh, well, this doesn't go the way. And then they're backing up a little bit and don't want to be involved in it. But I will tell you this, that Rex and I are doing 10 podcast episodes, and we're doing everything that we think that people would want to know or that will fill in gaps with this. And so we'll try it, and we're trying to answer as many questions and comments that have been posted. So we're going to try to do as much as we can as far as this podcast and this book to try to, you know, fill in all the gaps that you're talking about.
There's more to come in my conversation with Adam Cox and Rex Connor about the life of Lori Vallow Daybell and the tragic twists that it takes leading up to the death of her children and many others around her. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any of our conversation right here. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.